You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body. Nutrition for your body. For your mind. For your mind. For your spirit. For your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well. Supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome to the Friday edition of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. Another week. Made it through the week. Boy, long week it was, too. But we're here, and I am with you Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AM 1250 Winds, WHNZ. That's the origination of the broadcast out of Tampa, Florida. And all parts beyond, how do we get there? Well, online. Go to www.letstalknutrition.com. Click on Listen Live. And if you're new to the show, welcome. And hope that we can persuade you to stick around from time to time. Drop in and visit. I know it's tough sometimes for people to stay for the entire 2 hours. People drift in and out, different reasons. But for those who stay the whole time, thank you so much. And those who come in for even for 2 minutes, I appreciate that too. And today will be an interesting topic. I have talked about this particular topic a number of times over the years. I've alluded to it, talked a little bit about it. I don't think I've devoted an entire show to this topic. And it deals with aging. I'll come back to it in a second. But I do want to tell you about something that's going to be happening on March 21st. It's the right here in Tampa Bay at the Jabe Theater at the performing Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center. March 21st, that's a Monday, 12 to 8 p.m. at the Jabe Theater, there's going to be what they're calling the Super Seniority Health Fair. This ought to be really good. They're going to have a number of interesting, I could say, celebrities, experts, whatnot, and some of whom are tied to this film that they're going to show. It's a preview. You're going to get a little sneak preview of a film called The Age of Champions. And this film features a number of interesting people. For example, a fellow by the name of Roger Gentilholm. Roger is unique because he's 100 years old. He's even more unique because he plays tennis. And what he's even more new, unique yet because he competes in Senior Olympics. They're also going to have the Celadrin Tigerettes and then Senior Olympic gold women's basketball champions. These women range in age from 64 to 74. Yikes. They're shooting hoops. I wonder if they have, how are their jumps, you know? And do they have good hops? You know what hops is? They use that expression in basketball. How high can you jump? Michael Murray is going to be there. You know, he's the author of What the Drug Companies Won't Tell You and Your Doctor Doesn't Know. I wonder if my guest today, Dr. Lopez, has read that book. I'm going to ask him. And what's all good about this is that the admission to the fair is free. And I'm going to be there as well. Dr. Murray will be on my show that day. Dr. Murray's also giving a lecture. You can attend that lecture and get a chance to see the film for a minimal fee. $10 if you buy it at the Jabe Theater, and $8 if you catch it online at www.documentaryfoundation.org. Like I said yesterday, why did they make that such a long domain name? Why didn't they just call it, I don't know, I could have come up with something shorter than that, documentaryfoundation.org. Dr. Mary's lectures will be at 12:30 and 2:30, and the film will be shown at 3:30 and 6:30. Here's a phone number, 916-456-5229, 916-456-5229. Okay? That is the Super Seniority Health Fair, Monday, March 21st, 12 to 8 p.m., Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center, Jabe Theater. Be there or be square. Aging successfully is a theme that I feature on Let's Talk Nutrition. Why? Because I have a profound interest in it, as many people do. And it's a topic that it's like fishing with a very fine net, thematic net, because you can catch a lot of stuff in it. It will allow you to go down many different avenues. Aging successfully is not something that people 100 years old do or in their 60s or 70s. This is something that begins early in life, in childhood. Aging is the word aging. To many people, or for many people, connotes old. You know, a baby that's just born is aging. Someone who is 100, ready to leave this good earth, is aging. And everybody in between. So, I'll delve into that a little bit, try to clear some things up about that arena as we go along in my conversation today with Dr. Hector Lopez. And there are, I suppose, some very unique, unmistakable hallmarks of aging. These are, you know, that we can empirically experience. And as you get deeper into the life cycle and into the process of aging, these hallmarks of aging appear. Wrinkled skin, hair loss, frailty, morbidity of one sort or another, you know, illness, suffering, sagging skin, loss of muscle. The last of which we're going to focus on today. You've heard of osteopenia has something to do with bones, right? Like a precursor to osteoporosis. Well, there is a phenomenon called sarcopenia. And sarcopenia is something that happens. Now, you're going to say, well, that's muscle atrophy. Well, we'll see if they are the same or if they are different. We'll see what Dr. Lopez says about that. And sarcopenia is, this is a truly a hallmark of aging. And it becomes a very serious matter. People think, oh, people fall down, break their hip because they got weak bones. Oftentimes, people falling down, breaking their hip and whatnot is a function of not enough muscle mass to support their skeletal system, which supports the musculature and whatnot. You know, they're interdependent. And you start to lose muscle mass, you start to lose coordination, you start to lose, you know, you do become frail. You're literally shrinking. And, this is something that we will experience. Now, some people age more successfully than others for a host of reasons that I talk about, that I have written about, that I lecture about all the time. And by the way, you know, if you give you a metaphor, an analogy, you have a car, you buy it, it's brand new. You get in it, you ride it in day in, day out, month in, month out. You do not do one whit of maintenance on that vehicle. You do not expect it to last long, right? You know that. I know that. Why would your body be any different? Sarcopenia is not necessarily inevitable in a dramatic way. Aging is a process. I'll define it when I come back. And you can't stop it, but you can modulate it. And you can modulate sarcopenia, and there's a lot that you can do. And there, in terms of your lifestyle and in terms of nutrition, you can take charge of your health, especially with the aging process. That's what we're going to get into today, sarcopenia, muscle loss. If you're familiar with it, maybe you're not. The show's about educating, persuading, teaching, learning. That's why I'm here. I'll be back with Dr. Lopez.
And now a message from Secure, the zinc-free denture adhesive with extraordinary hold.
Dear, did you know it can really make a difference which denture adhesive you use?
Why is that, honey?
Some denture adhesives work better and some are better for you.
Aren't they pretty much all the same?
I've been hearing a lot about that new Secure denture adhesive. Maybe you should try that.
What makes Secure so different?
Apparently, it uses a patented adhesive technology that provides a hold that can last all day long.
I do get a lot of slipping and sliding, so I wouldn't mind something with a longer, stronger hold.
And Secure is waterproof, so what goes on the denture stays on the denture and doesn't end up in your stomach.
I always wondered where all that adhesive wound up at the end of the day.
And I saw on a National Network news show that Secure contains no zinc.
I have to admit, I have been thinking about that.
So now, do you think denture adhesives are pretty much all the same?
There you go. If you're so smart, where can we find Secure denture adhesive?
Secure is available at vitamin discount centers, Mother Earth, The Granary, Richards, and other fine health food stores.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me. The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, S-O-L-U-S.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. They are made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients. Vitamin Code Multivitamins are uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, binder and filler free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. Containing live enzymes and probiotics and 100% active ingredients. Vitamin Code helps you get the most from your multivitamin. Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. For more information, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by A. Vogel, pioneer in natural health since 1923. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Sprunk Jansen, putting herbal remedies back on the map. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. If you just tuned into the show, it's great to have you with us. That would be me, Dr. Lopez, and all the other people listening. And it is Friday, and end of the week, and a good way to end the week with this topic, because I'm situating it within the context of successful aging, and the topic is sarcopenia today. That's the general topic. What is it? How can you slow it down? What are the nutritional and lifestyle strategies that you might want to think about implementing to deal with it? Last year, around this time, as a matter of fact, I was invited to give a keynote speech at one of the major manufacturers. It was Wakandong of America at their dinner. There was like, I don't know, 350 people in that audience, all kinds of doctors of one sort or another, health experts. The title of that presentation was Successful Aging, Getting to Life Expectancy and Beyond in One Piece. And getting to life expectancy and beyond in one piece, if you want to do that, you're going to have to do something about this process called sarcopenia. My guest today, Dr. Hector Lopez, knows a lot about it. He's a board-certified specialist in physical medicine and rehabilitation. Dr. Lopez was just on my show last Friday. Last time I spoke with him, he was in Ohio somewhere, if I recall. Was it Cleveland or someplace? I don't know. And it was snowing, and I don't know what. Let's see where he is today and if what kind of weather he's got going on. Dr. Lopez, happy Good. Friday. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? How's it going, Michael?
Doing fine. How are you today? Good.
Good, good, good. Well, definitely warmer and not snowy this Friday. So
good for you.
So, yeah, it's good.
Good also. Deal. So you aging? Are you aging successfully, Dr. Lopez?
I would have to say I am.
How do you know that?
Thankfully.
How do you know
I am?
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Then again, I probably shouldn't be the judge of that. You know,
I don't know. You're the doctor.
My patients.
You're the doctor. How do you know? How do you know if you're? How does a person know if they're aging successfully?
Well, you know, there are multiple levels that I guess you could use to really assess that. But if you really want to boil it, you know, what it boils down to, honestly, is a couple things. One is how you look, because I think many people discount that. But you can tell a whole lot about somebody based upon what you observe about how they look, their body type, the muscle mass they carry around, their body composition, where they carry their body fat. Although that's not the only sign of aging, obviously, it's certainly, I think, the one that hits you first, both as an individual as well as a practitioner when you see a patient walk into your office.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then, of course, beyond that, then there are the functional capacity. Are you able to function on a daily basis and do the things that that bring you pleasure socially, recreationally? Occupationally, are you able to do your job? Are you held back by weakness, fatigue, pain, injury, just a general lack of vigor and vitality. So I think those are really the big two keys as to whether you're aging gracefully or not. One might be a little more superficial than the other, but I think it provides a window. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened biologically, what's happening on a biological basis.
Mm-hmm. And I came across last year when I gave this keynote speech, I talked about successful aging, and I wanted to define it, of course, for the audience, and I did. And there are a couple of researchers called, their names are Rowe and Kahn, last names. I don't recall their first names. And they offered a definition of successful aging that I think captures some of what you're saying. And they said, successful aging is, quote, the ability to maintain three key behaviors or characteristics: low risk of disease and disease-related disability, high mental and physical function, and active engagement in life, end quote. That's kind of a nifty definition, isn't it?
That's definitely a great way to really reduce it, you know, using the reductionist approach. Absolutely.
So, relative to that concept, how does sarcopenia undermine that definition of successful aging?
Well, you know, sarcopenia essentially is defined as the loss of functional muscle mass, strength, and power that's associated with aging.
Uh-huh.
So, as you can imagine, you know, our muscles are responsible for locomotion; they're responsible for movement. It's pretty hard to be able to meet those three key features of whether you know if you're aging successfully or not, like you mentioned that they heard at the keynote address you gave. It's hard to do that if you're losing muscle
exactly
at a fast rate, and if you're losing muscle strength and function at a fast rate. You won't be able to, you know, you really won't be able to keep up on a functional basis. And then it trickles over into other organ systems because your muscle, your skeletal muscle, is actually a major reservoir. It's a major reserve for the body during times of stress as well as during times of rest and recuperation.
Mm-hmm. Now, is sarcopenia, as you defined it, this age-related loss of muscle mass, strength, and function, I think mm-hmm. that's you said something like that.
Yeah.
Is that similar to the concept of atrophy, muscle atrophy? Are those, or are they different?
No, they would be different. There's some characteristics that are the same, but in general they would be different because atrophy would refer to you could pinpoint a particular reason for the cause of the loss of muscle. For example, nerve injury. Someone who's had a spinal cord injury will have dramatic and gross atrophy of the affected limbs. So if they have a very high level spinal cord injury, then they're going to get atrophy in both the arms, the appendix, as well as the trunk and the legs. If someone has a local nerve injury, like for example carpal tunnel syndrome, then you can get atrophy of what we call the thenar eminence, or the specific nerve that the nerve that's affected by carpal tunnel, the specific muscle that it affects or that innervates. So atrophy would be more of a local regional phenomenon, and it's there's a direct cause. So you can link it to something. You can link it to an event or a medical condition.
Uh-huh.
Sarcopenia is more vague. It's unintentional. It's involuntary. And it's a generalized loss that is associated with aging.
Okay. So, but they're similar in that there, at the end of the day, there will be less muscle tissue, muscle mass.
Right, yes. The end result, the phenotype, it can be very similar in that you get a reduction in muscle mass and function, of course.
Uh-huh, yes. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. We want to mm-hmm. make sure we cross all the anatomical T's and dot all the anatomical I's, right?
Absolutely.
We want to get it right, because after all, you are a doctor, even on TV, right?
Yeah. Can't make too many mistakes.
No,
you
know, I
get nailed in that. Yeah.
No, or no soup for you if you do that.
Right.
We'll be back with Dr. Lopez. Sarcopenia, very serious topic. But, you know, as always, we can always do things to take care of serious matters. You'll see. Be right back.
Did you know that the majority of all health issues can be traced back to the colon? This is something most either don't know or don't care to discuss, but it's true. Trusted naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan confirms that periodic colon cleansers are healthy. But have you heard the buzz about Noni lately? 100% pure Noni juice is a daily colon and whole body cleanser. Based on traditional formulas used for thousands of years, Genesis Today brings you Noni 100, a bitter, pure Noni juice with nothing added. Grown in the fertile soils of Genesis Today's Wild Harvest Farms, Noni 100 contains 30,000 milligrams of Noni in every 1 ounce serving and is full of Noni's rich plant enzymes and novel compounds. Healthy, pure Noni 100 is strong. You'll feel its effects within 20 to 30 minutes.
Trust the market leader. Ask for Genesis Today's Noni 100, Goji 100, Acai 100, and other best-selling superfruit juices at health food stores near you.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from Real Food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Love the products Dr. Garko discusses on Let's Talk Nutrition? Having trouble finding all of them in one convenient location? After you shop at your favorite local health and nutrition store, visit VDCUSA.com for hard-to-find products. With over 3,000 items, VDCUSA.com is your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. VDCUSA.com offers a great selection of products and great customer service, and you can save up to 50% off the products you love and trust. VDCUSA.com. For life, for less.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol. Nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima. Pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas. Superior nutrition and formulation. Twin Lab. Answers for life. Let's Talk Nutrition. On the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. And my guest today is Dr. Hector Lopez. We're talking about successful aging generally, but the issue that we're addressing is sarcopenia. And if you want to age successfully, if you caught the first half of this first hour, you understand from what Dr. Lopez said that maintaining your muscle mass, the amount and quality of muscle through the life cycle, through the aging process, becomes a necessary condition to experience good health or otherwise age successfully. And Dr. Lopez, are you familiar with the Rancho Bernardo study? Are you familiar with that? You may not be.
No, I'm not actually.
Okay. Well, there you go. I know something you don't. That's only one. All the other million things that you know that I don't know. You know, so we're not. You're still ahead.
Hey, I'm always willing to listen.
Good.
I'm always learning.
That's why you're a good doctor. That's the word too. They say you're pretty good. A number of people have told me that.
Thank you.
This was an interesting study. It was done in 2004. And I wanted to bring it to your attention and the listener's attention, and because it dealt exactly with sarcopenia in elderly men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found was the prevalence of sarcopenia in this study with the participants increased dramatically from 4% of men and 3% of women aged 70 to 75 to 16% of men and 13% of women aged 85 and older. They said both men and women with sarcopenia had a significantly lower fat mass and body mass index than those without sarcopenia. But catch this, and I'm quoting, men with sarcopenia were twice as likely to have fallen in the past year compared with those without sarcopenia. Grip strength, but not quadriceps strength, was lower in men and women with sarcopenia. Physically active women were about half as likely to have sarcopenia, meaning physical activity was good, but they were, but no association was found in men. It's kind of interesting that this study dealt exactly with sarcopenia in elderly men and women. Now, it's called the Rancho Bernardo study.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
check it out. Yeah, you might be able to use that in your, in your travels.
Absolutely.
So they said sarcopenia increases with age. All right, they didn't need to do the study to confirm that, but they did. And the study identified a lack of physical activity and as a reversible factor for sarcopenia, But we know nutritionally there are some things that we can do to try and stall or forestall, modulate, moderate, slow down sarcopenia. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
And have you gone fishing, lady?
good one. Great segue. I like that. That brings up a fantastic point. Actually, you know, I've presented on sarcopenia probably for the last 6 or 7 years in one fashion or another. And there's actually one of my PowerPoints, I believe, is on the web. So if you ever, you know, Googled, like, Dr. Lopez and sarcopenia, you could probably see one of my old PowerPoints on sarcopenia. And, you know, it's funny because the main thrust of my presentation in 2005 and 2004, 2006 was clearly, nutritionally, it was protein. Right? It makes sense, of course. Well, muscle is primarily composed, outside of water, is primarily composed structurally of essential amino acids and various amino acids that are bound together to make up the structural protein that makes up muscle, skeletal muscle. And although it is vitally important, protein without a doubt is incredibly important, I did mention the use of functional fatty acid supplementation, namely fish oil supplementation, back then. But it was kind of more of an afterthought. It was kind of secondary. Indirectly, you know, as we all know, inflammation contributes in so many ways, in so many shapes, in so many forms, to so many different conditions. Sarcopenia would be no different. And there have been some key scientific work linking inflammatory mediators and different hormones and cytokines that are associated with inflammation with sarcopenia and loss of muscle mass in conditions like cancer cachexia, HIV wasting syndrome or AIDS wasting syndrome. We see that as the markers of inflammation go up, things like TNF-alpha, interleukin-1, beta, IL-6 or interleukin-6, all these little chemicals that signify, that let us know there's a lot of inflammation around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back then we didn't know what was published even just a few weeks ago. This very elegant study, Professor Smith out of Wash University School of Medicine, St. Louis in Missouri. Not Missouri, but Missouri. So they actually found that dietary omega-3 fatty acid supplementation, namely fish oil, actually increased the rate of muscle protein synthesis in older adults. And that was a randomized, double-blinded controlled trial, 8 weeks long. They took 16 older adults. They were over the age of 55. And they supplemented them for 8 weeks with either fish oil or corn oil.
Hmm.
And they looked to see what happened at the muscle level through biopsy, and they looked to see what was happening with protein synthesis. So how much new protein was being synthesized and how much new protein was being laid down within muscle at basal levels, meaning before meals or without giving someone any stimulus that could potentially increase protein synthesis, and then what happened when you gave them that stimulus. So when you gave these older patients who were on fish oil what's called a hyperaminoacidemic hyperinsulinemic clamp, which is basically just a fancy term for these patients were infused with amino acids, which are the building blocks of protein, and insulin. And insulin, we know, helps to drive amino acids into muscle. What was found is that those who were on the fish oil actually were hyper responders. So they responded with an exaggerated response and laid down more protein synthesis than those who were given corn oil for the same amount of time.
My goodness.
So this is fascinating because it directly shows that fish oil is helping to potentially be another useful tool for preventing and treating sarcopenia.
Hmm. Well, who would have thought, right?
You know us. You know, we've talked about fish oil often in the past, and you know, what doesn't it do at this point? You know, we know that it's pleiotropic. It affects so many organ systems. And here's yet another feather in the wonderful cap of fish oil. And it's quite a resume that fish oil has obviously been extolling. So
is there yet another one? Would you say then, nutritionally speaking or chemically speaking, mm-hmm. which is the same thing, that there's some sort of synergistic action between the fish oil and the protein?
Essentially, yes. So it makes the muscle, especially in the elderly, which is normally resistant to the effects of amino acids and insulin, where in young muscle it responds quickly right away, and in the elderly it seems to be blunted, but fish oil helps to restore that.
Do you think maybe it has something to do with the modulation of inflammation?
That could be one reason, but they went a step further in this study and actually were able to find another mechanism, which is it's called the mTOR pathway. We can talk about that.
Okay, we'll do that
after the break if you want. Yeah.
Sarcopenia, how to hold on to your muscle as you age, right? You don't want to lose muscle mass and you want to keep muscle quality. We'll talk more about it. Don't go away.
We're all busy, so busy that only 20% of us eat the recommended 5-a-day fruits and vegetables, and only 10% eat properly and exercise. No wonder 1 in 3 American adults exhibits cardiovascular disease. We know that we should eat right and exercise, but we just don't. This is where nutrition comes in. Coles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas is concentrated nutrition. It is nutrition designed to deliver cardiovascular support. The source is natural, and the combination of ingredients is based on clinical science. Jarrow Formulas Coles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract optimized with red yeast rice. It's designed to support cholesterol levels already in the normal range, as well as reduce the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. Ask for Colus Optimizer at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to Jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in cardiovascular formulas.
Are you waking up each day to the life you have to live or to the life you want to live? Better health shouldn't be left to chance. Smart choices to living longer and stronger include making Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract a part of your daily routine. For years, medical researchers have recommended adding Kyolic to the diet as a powerful tool to enhancing overall heart and immune health. Recent clinical studies at UCLA Medical Center using Kyolic suggest that garlic may slow plaque formation in the arteries and support healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels. Previous research also shows Kyolic may enhance your immune system defenses. Kyolic is organic, odorless, and the only antioxidant garlic supplement available worldwide. Maintaining a healthier you could extend your life. Your wellness begins with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom, Nordic Naturals, pure and great tasting omega oils, Genesis Today, food with purpose, pure and simple, Nutricology, innovative nutrition, Renew Life, the digestive care company, Greens Plus, superfood for super health, Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome back. We're headed into the final segment of the first hour here on Let's Talk Nutrition for today. And my guest is Dr. Hector Lopez. Dr. Lopez was with me last Friday. as it turns out. And Dr. Lopez is a board-certified specialist in physical medicine and rehabilitation. And he's an active researcher. He goes around the country and gives talks. He's an author. He's a clinician. And in his bio, he talks about how he integrates nutrition, exercise science, sports, and musculoskeletal medicine, endocrinology, and metabolism into his private practice. You see a lot of patients every week, don't you, Dr. Lopez?
Yeah, I do.
How many?
I sure do. But I'm finding time to also try to get the word out, and at this point, maybe try to reach more individuals on a larger scale beyond just my offices.
Mm-hmm. What percent of your patients suffer from sarcopenia?
It's probably on the order of 25 to 30%, just because my patient population has shifted a little bit from the general population. So in the general population, the incidence is, you saw the numbers before, it ranges between 10 and 20% or 10 and 25%. And in my population, because it's kind of phase shifted into a little more into the above 35, the 35 and older crowd, I see about a third of my patients that suffer from sarcopenia. Or, you know, keep in mind, you could look at sarcopenia as something that exists along a spectrum. So there hasn't yet been, we haven't developed a cutoff level that says, okay, when you've lost this percentage of muscle, of your basal muscle mass, you are now considered sarcopenic. So it's still a subjective definition. There have been some groups that have tried to make it a little more objective, and then you have the variations like sarcopenic obesity, which is an interesting topic, and that's something I think I see more in my population, where they've lost a significant amount of muscle mass and function and strength over time, but they've actually displaced it with relatively non-functional adipose or fat tissue or fat mass. So now you have a person who's not only lost muscle, but now they've replaced that muscle, essentially, they've displaced it and now are gaining fat in the visceral areas as well as, globally throughout the body. And that's certainly a real bad combination because, as you can imagine. So
the researchers have not been able to, as we say in the world of research, operationalize the definition for sarcopenia, meaning that, you know, that clear empirical definition where you can measure it and quantify it and so on, or otherwise operationalize it. So that's interesting.
Right. There's some concepts out there, but we're still doing more work to really come down. There's something called RSMI, like Relative Skeletal Muscle Mass Index, using DEXA, the same machine that we use to measure bone density, which you mentioned before, like osteopenia or osteoporosis.
Right, right.
We can also use that machine to actually measure muscle mass.
I see.
Actually, one of the fun things we do at the lab in Ohio, where I was last week. So
that's good. Now, to go back to this business about the fish oil somehow making the elderly experience less sarcopenia and have better results. What was the mechanism of action in language that I can understand? what do they think? What did they hypothesize about that, or did they track it down, or what?
Yeah, well, they, you know, in addition to looking at what happened to the rate of gross muscle protein synthesis, meaning the new protein that was synthesized within the muscle, in addition to that, they looked at these molecules, which on a molecular basis is implicated in the pathway that turns on the signal for your cells to start producing more protein. Right? So these signals are along the pathway. It's called mTOR, which is the muscle target of rapamycin. It's basically just the mTOR, M capital T-O-R in caps, is the pathway, one of the major pathways by which the process of protein synthesis is turned on. And that pathway was also upregulated and was also turned on in patients who consumed the fish oil, but not in patients who were on the placebo, on the corn oil.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, and I haven't seen the study. I didn't look at the procedures, method section. I have no clue. So I'm sort of working without a research net here. So if I say something stupid, you know, it's okay.
No. Hey, you check this say out. Something stupid.
Oh, I do it every day. No. I do it every day. Let me ask you. As I hear you talking, and the word inflammation just keeps rolling around in my head. I'm thinking inflammation. I know that inflammation is like to say that it's a disruptor is an understatement. But it certainly gets in the way of a lot of good things and destroys a lot of good things.
Yes.
I just wonder, did they do any measurement of systemic inflammation in like cortisol?
Not in this study. No, that's a great question.
I'm wondering.
Look at things like we mentioned before, like tumor necrosis factor alpha, okay. TNF-alpha,
all right.
interleukin-6, interleukin-1. So yeah, they didn't look at that. I think it would have been great.
So why don't
Something
we do that?
Like NF-kappa-B would have been even better, probably.
So why don't we do that?
Hey, I like the idea. We could do it in the lab potentially. We'll, take some blood, take some tissue, do some biopsies, and put some patients on fish oil, other patients on a placebo, and we might be able to do that.
And I'm just wondering if you had a patient, or if you had subjects, participants in a study that were running high systemic inflammation.
Yep.
I wonder what their protein synthesis is like compared.
Oh, you got yeah.
You I see mean, where I'm you, headed. You
hypothesized correctly because we have other models that do show us that. Things like cancer cachexia or HIV AIDS wasting syndrome.
See?
Those are scenarios where protein synthesis levels are as flat as you can find them.
Okay. So right? When I come to California, you see? You thought I forgot.
I see where you're going with this.
You see, last week I remembered. I said, Dr. Lopez, why don't we do a study? Oh, yeah, sure, Dr. Gar. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Now, I'm like that guy that calls you up and say, remember you told me come visit? Now, I'm here. You going to pick me up?
Right.
We should talk about it. I'm serious. Yeah. I'm all kidding aside.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
We will shortly, in a few days. We probably will.
I'm surprised that they didn't, while they were at it, draw some blood and measure some markers for systemic inflammation while they were at it,
Would have been a nice adjunct.
Yeah. Looking down the road saying, we'll do this for another study. We'll pull some data from these participants and then we'll gather some data and then we'll do another study.
They would have had another paper out of it too.
Absolutely. That's what I'm thinking. All right. Yeah. We'll be back with Dr. Lopez. Right. Take your fish oil and you'll have better protein synthesis, meaning you'll have more muscle as you age. And you want to do that because your health is your wealth and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. We'll be back with Dr. Lopez.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s with new omega-3 effervescent. Just add water and enjoy a fruity, effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil. And the single-serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life Formulas. Our world is getting more toxic every day. I formulated CleanSmart over 10 years ago, and since then we've sold over 1 million. Why? Because it's simply the best, most effective herbal cleanse out there. CleanSmart is perfect for frequent cleansers, but it's also great for a first-time cleanse if you have occasional constipation. The formula helps get rid of toxins, restore bowel regularity, boost energy, and can even help you lose weight. We only use vegetable capsules and pure herbs, nothing else. After all, why put more toxins in your body when you're trying to get them out? It's no wonder Renew Life is the largest cleansing company in America and why people have trusted CleanSmart for over 12 years. Try it today, combined with FiberSmart and OilSmart from Renew Life, available at health food stores everywhere.